The Middle East, Central Asia through Africa, episode number 4. Today is the 19th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Transcaucasia also includes parts of the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia and South Asia. The region's most populous countries are Egypt, Iran and Turkey, while Saudi Arabia is the Middle East's largest country in this area. This part of the Arab world borders the Mediterranean, the Gulf of Aden and the Persian Gulf, as well as the Strait of Hormuz. Several major religions originate in the Middle East, including Judaism, Christianity and Islam. Although there are many different religions in this region, such as Islam, Judaism and Christianity, they all share a common history and religious traditions, as well as a common culture. In the wider Middle East, it can also be described as a region that shares certain characteristics with other parts of the world, such as Europe, Africa and Asia. It is also often defined as part of a larger region that sometimes conflicts between Europe and Africa or Asia, Asia and North and South America. The term Middle East was first used in 1876 as a reference to Mesopotamia, which literally means ancient, or Euphrates, in ancient Greek, which means Middle East. The Levant, for example, includes the Levant and is considered an important area, but is typically considered part of a larger region, such as Southwest Asia or Southwest Africa. At the time, it was described as a region stretching from Egypt, Sudan, and Africa to Turkey, and the north to Iran. It covers the country between the south and east coasts, as well as parts of Syria, Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. The central part of this general area was called the Middle East, the name given to it by the first modern Western geographers and historians, who tended to divide their worldview into three regions they called the Orient. The Middle East was for the Mediterranean, which stretched from the Persian Gulf across the region overlooking the Pacific to the Middle East. Take your passport and travel to Europe for a quiz that will see you hop across the continent in just a few hours, no matter which country you are in. The Middle East is a transcontinental region, with Egypt at the forefront, bordering largely North Africa and home to countries such as Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Bahrain, Sudan, Jordan, Lebanon, and Yemen. The term was created by British military strategists in the 19th century to describe a term for the separation of Europe from the Far East. Geographically, Saudi Arabia is the largest nation in the Middle East, while Bahrain is smaller. All profess Islam, with Muslims making up the majority of the population in Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Jordan, Lebanon and Yemen. The countries with the Shia majority in the Middle East are Bahrain, Iraq and Iran. Sunnis and Shiites are Islam's two most important sects, with Sunnis being the dominant sect in most of the region's countries. In particular, Shiite Islam is Iran's religion, home to the largest number of Shiite Muslims and the second largest Shiite population after Saudi Arabia. At one point, most of Central Asia was part of the Persian Empire, so Iran could be considered part of the region. Many writers have included Turkey in their coverage of the Middle East, and it is mentioned above. On the other hand, Turkey, which is normally considered European Greece, Cyprus and, to some extent, the Balkans, has its roots in the Mediterranean. African and European countries on or near the Mediterranean Sea, large parts of Turkey are also in the Mediterranean, as they share several cultural elements with them. The Middle East is a geographical and cultural region between the Mediterranean and the Gulf of Aden in Egypt, the Arabian Peninsula in Jordan, Lebanon, Israel, Syria and Lebanon. Egypt and Africa also border the Mediterranean and are considered part of the Middle East, while Turkey and Cyprus are literally linked to Europe and Asia, oscillating between what is called European and Middle East. The western border of the Middle East is defined by the borders of Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Israel and Lebanon, and the Gulf of Aden. At that time it was associated with the Ottoman Empire and its capital Constantinople, which is located northeast of Turkey. The geographical territory of the Middle East was created by the Ottoman Empire's conquest of Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Israel, and Lebanon in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The western part of the Arab world is called the Maghreb, where the sun sets, and we will call it the Middle East. The main criterion is that it is divided into two regions, the eastern and northern parts, both of which were created in the Middle Ages. Episode 4 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jonathan Ruiz. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.